A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Nun Hei, Psachim 55b, pagination page 110, in the wide lines, about 9 lines from where the wide begin, it's the end of the Mishnah. The first word on the line is Uvim Moed, and we begin from the fourth word on the line. The Mishnah is dealing with the case of what you're allowed to do on Erev Pesach. We're starting to have different halachas begin about restrictions of what you're allowed to get involved with. We want you to be focused on the upcoming Yom Tov. The Mishnah states, Molichim Kelim Umeviyim Mibeis HaUman. You're allowed to bring things to and take things from the craftsman who's going to fix them, even though it's not relevant to the holiday. So, even though there might be some level of involvement, it's pretty light, your level of involvement here, and therefore you're bringing it, you're taking it, perhaps you're paying them for the work that's done, but that's still acceptable. Drop down towards the bottom of the page, the last quarter of the page, about 22 lines up, I'm guessing. In the beginning of the line, Motziim Oso La'ashpa, and then you'll see a two dots, where we begin. Molichim Kelim Meviyim Vesa Uman. You're allowed to bring things and take things from the craftsman's house. Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa said, Bodik lan Rava. Rava wanted to test us. Tanan, we learned. Molichim Meviyim Kelim Beisa Uman Afapishenan Lazarach HaMoed. This that we just learned, that you're allowed to bring and take from the house of the craftsman. V'raminu, I'll ask you a question. A Meviyim Kelim Beisa Uman. You're not allowed to bring things from the house of the craftsman. And if you're worried that they might get stolen, you're allowed to bring them to a different courtyard. So Rashi explains the Shema Yignuvu, you're worried that it's going to get stolen, that if you pay him for his work and he still has the object, he might charge you again. So you want to make sure that the item gets out of the craftsman's possession. And there's a restriction here. Firstly, you weren't supposed to take it to begin with. You needed an excuse to take it away from the craftsman on the day being discussed. And also, once you're entitled to take it away, we only want you to take it away to a safe location, to a neighbor that you trust, but we're not allowing you to schlep it all the way home. Clearly, there's some level of restriction. Umishaninon. And the answer, the resolution between these two statements is, Lokasha, it's not a question. Kan ba'arba asar, our Mishnah that said that it's okay, was talking about the 14th of Nisan. So you might have thought there's a level of restriction and the Mishnah gave you a tremendous allowance. Kan b'chol shel moed. But on chol moed, there's a restriction. And we give the allowances very gingerly. First we say, really, you should leave it by the craftsman on Chol HaMoed. And then, if you tell me that you can't leave it by the craftsman, the date for pickup has arrived and you need to pick it up, so we're really not encouraging you to take it straight home. We're recommending that you try to find a place where it's safe, so that you don't have to schlep it all the way home. And that's a difference between the 14th of Nisan and Chol HaMoed. V'iba yuseima, the Gemara continues and says, there's another factor you should be aware of that could also cause a distinction. We're going to see that the Gemara is going to say this doesn't resolve the two statements, doesn't fit into the two statements, but it is true that there is another factor to pay attention to. Hava b'chol shel moed, both are on chol moed. V'lo kasha kam b'ma'amino kam b'she'ena ma'amino. There would be a difference whether you trust the person or you don't trust the person meaning if you feel his system is reliable, that you won't get charged a second time. V'atanya, as we learned, meviim kelim beis ha'uman, you're allowed to bring things from the house of the craftsman. There's a list of examples here. Skip to the end of the next line. V'im ein lo ma yochal, if the person doesn't have what to eat, and you therefore want to be able to pay him, then nosen lo schoru umanicho etzlo. Then there are cases that you would not take from the uman. It depends what the item is. But in those cases, you would simply pay him and you would leave the item by him. V'meinu ma'amino, but if you don't trust him, ma'nichem b'vayis ha'samach lo, you would bring it to a house that's nearby him. V'mchoshe shama yignevu, and if you're worried that there really is no solution, it might get stolen, it's in a bad neighborhood perhaps. Meviyam b'tzina b'sochbeis, so you bring it quietly to your house. And these considerations are indeed brought l'halacha, even if it doesn't necessarily, as the Gemara says, resolve the brisis, because your concern that you don't trust him doesn't explain why you're bringing it to him. That would only explain why you're taking it from him. And therefore, the more accurate understanding of why you're bringing and taking in our Mishnah is because it's the 14th of Nisan, because the 14th of Nisan is more lenient. That's really the critical factor, that the 14th of Nisan is more lenient. Going back to the Mishnah, it also fits context clues, because it's in a Mishnah dealing with the 14th of Nisan. And that's why bringing and taking from the craftsman's house was more lenient. Cholamoid, more restrictive. Really, don't pick it up. If the person needs the payment and you need to do the transaction now, so you pay him and you leave the item, you don't schlep it home. If you need to get it out of his area, so you need to schlep it, so purposely schlep it to a location that's reasonable. And if that doesn't work, then you would be allowed quietly to take it home. Sometimes the things that we need from a craftsman are not schlepping items, or they're items that are needed for Yomtif, a pair of shoes. So that all has to be taken into consideration, particularly if it's a Tzarech Yomtif, if it's needed for the Yomtif. You fixed your Shabbos shoes, you want to pick them up Chol HaMoed, they weren't ready before then certainly for the purpose of Moed, it would be handled differently. There's a fascinating Tosfos here, Outer Commentary, the short one, which I want to bring to your attention, because I believe that that's also something taken into consideration here. Tosfos says, "In Misyari Shema Yignivu, if you're worried that it's going to be stolen, V'keben Shan Yochal Lahanicham Beveso V'lo B'vayis HaSamachlo, since you can't leave it in the craftsman's house, and you can't leave it in the house nearby because you couldn't find someone reliable, Lo Is Kikuhu Lahaniach B'vayis Shlishi, they did not require that you find a third house. At some point, they allow you to bring it quietly to your own house. There's a limit to how medakdeik, how careful we're going to be in this restriction. There's a certain level of reasonable effort. Leave it by the craftsman, find a person that works, if the craftsman's location doesn't work. But Tosfos says, but after that, eventually, what you see here by telling you to bring it to your house is that at some point you're allowed to bring it to your house because it's impossible that there's no one in the world that you trust. There must be somebody. And obviously, that's not required of you. At a certain point, you're allowed to simply bring it to your house quietly. Now, this discussion of bringing things home from the craftsman's house, if you don't want to leave it by the craftsman, and this Tosfos who says that there is a limit to how much we require you to go out of your way, is a consideration, something to think about, when we talk about carrying on Yom Tov. We know that carrying on Yom Tov is only permitted if there is a Yom Tov need or a pressing need of some sort. just to carry on Yom Tif, really Yom Tif is just like Shabbos, and the things that are prohibited on Yom Tif too. Except, if it's Ochal Nefesh, or if it fits into certain categories that are expanded from that general theme, including carrying. But there has to be some sort of need. If a person, for example, has a beautiful talis with a silver atara, and he doesn't want to leave it in shul, so there's a concept that he's allowed to carry it home. The question is, if he was able to find a secure location, would we allow him to carry it home, or should he simply leave it in the secure location? Let's say as he's walking home, he finds a place that's acceptable to leave it. He doesn't want to leave it in shul because that's a public area. But he finds a place that's acceptable. Perhaps he's eating out Yom Tif meal by someone's house. Excuse me. And the talis would certainly be safe in that person's house. He trusts them. He ate meal by them. It's not a problem. The only inconvenience is that it would be inconvenient for him because tomorrow he would have to get the talis from them. How much do we require that a person go out of their way not to carry on Yom Tif if the need is indeed not a Yom Tif need? It's just a safety of the object need. And the easiest way to sidestep this obviously would be to wear the talis, because you really don't need the talis further on today and your whole concern is for tomorrow. But in any case, to be aware of this concept that you want to get the item to a secure location, how inconvenient, how much do you have to go out of your way? Do you have to purposely find somebody who can store it instead of carrying it home? Yeshe koach, have a wonderful day.